Hey, yo, good afternoon, viewers of the tube. My name is Tyler, and if you haven't tuned into this channel before, get ready to have knowledge lathered across your body like butter across a freshly toasted piece of whole wheat, because it's time for Chico Crypto. What type of knowledge am I bringing today? Something most baby boomers don't want to hear, and at the same time, they don't fear because they make up the bulk of the rich, and they won't have to suffer most of their lives through the pain that is about to come. I'm talking about the global financial meltdown that has been in the making for years, actually centuries. The baby boomers are the wealthiest generation in history, with assets in America reaching over $26 trillion in 2017. And this is projected to grow to $40.7 trillion by 2027. Millennials, or Gen Y, most of you that watch this channel, only have $1.6 trillion in assets, which is expected to grow to $10.5 trillion in 2027. You wanna know what's funny too? Many people believe once these boomers leave the earth and die off, that there will be some great wealth transfer to their heirs, who will do better things with their money. This is not the case. The boomers have become greedy and are spending this money like never before. Looking at this chart, Americans age 55 or older account for 42% of consumer spending. They are not saving their money, they are spending it. Baby boomers control 82% of the financial affairs in America, and some analysts say this isn't going to change anytime in the foreseeable future. Today, I would like to explain that due to the boomers' greed-fueled ways, we are heading towards a financial collapse, with likes never seen before. But the younger generations have a chance to take back some of that wealth that is being sucked from them through a thing called cryptocurrency. The rich and the elite, they're highly concentrated with boomers. In the recent times after the last financial collapse of 2008, it has seemed like the roaring 20s to them. A decade-long stock market party in which stocks of the S&P 500 index have surged nonstop, creating nearly $17 trillion in new wealth. And that is just the S&P 500. The Dow Jones has done the same thing. The rich, with this money, have been overindulging, spending, living the high life without a care in the world. But just like in the roaring 20s, we are on the brink of a very rude awakening. Decades of low interest rates globally have fueled massive run-ups in stocks, real estate, and other assets. These low rates have been incentive to potential borrowers, and in consequence, debt levels have risen to astronomical levels. Worldwide debt hit a new high of $247 trillion, which is more than three times the size of the global economy. It's a debt snowball effect that has grown by almost $150 trillion in 15 years. Now, debt isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can help stimulate growth, but this only works if incomes grow fast enough to make the debts bearable or to justify new types of loans. Incomes are not growing, and trade wars between powerful countries like the US and China will destroy any hope of income growth. There has been low interest rates, zero for some time after the 2008 financial crisis, but starting in 2015, hikes begin to fight inflation. Incomes not rising, and interest rates going up equals less borrowing. Combining those ingredients, delinquencies happen, then defaults, and then all-out panic ensues. Here is what is worrying. The amount of global debt yielding less than 0% is approaching $10 trillion, up over $4 trillion since October. Investors are shoving cash into assets that give them back less than what they started with. The financial world is truly upside down. Cash is being devalued and investors cannot make money off of it. A major indicator we are heading for something bad is the yield curve, a recession indicator. The yield curve is measured by the spread of the 3 months treasury bill and the 10-year treasury note. Typically, this slopes upward because investors demand more compensation to hold a treasury note or a bill for a longer period given the risk of inflation and other uncertainties. The yield curve has been going down and down and has went into the negative territories on March 22nd. The last time this happened was before the 2008 recession. Inverted curves have predicted every past recession, as seen from this chart. The red bars are recessions, and the yellow circles indicate an inverted yield curve. The 70s had one. The 80s, 1999, 2008. And we now have an inverted yield curve. The ingredients are ripe for a massive global meltdown, and it's coming with the likes we have never seen before. But fiat currency is not going to just collapse, you know, automatically. It's actually going to be more like a domino effect. It will start with small countries, which is already happening. Think Vietnam, Somalia, and now Venezuela. Inflation has destroyed their fiat currencies. And guess what? All fiat currency is purely based on inflation, which has been going on for centuries. The only reason we haven't seen dire effects here in large industrialized countries is simply because of one thing: power. The US does whatever it wants globally to keep inflation rates low, which is totally artificial. This stimulation is only good in the short term. This has been going on for hundreds of years in the US. Now take that forever rising inflation and pair it with huge gaps in money or wealth ownership. So, the top 1% owns more than 51% of the world's wealth. This basically creates a 51% attack on the global wealth system, right? Once a 51% attack happens, new systems need to be built to restore the overall system. It's a ticking time bomb that has been ticking for years, and this next global meltdown will be the fire that lights the fuse. Fiat currency in its early stages was a good means of trade, a good way to peg value to real-world assets. It was the best way of achieving some sense of ownership and equality. Fiat currency is now in its late stages because inflation has become a major problem. Remember, only 1% of the people own more than 51% of the wealth. There is no solution to this because inflation has crept up on fiat money, and people can't even make money off their cash anymore. Banks printing money devalues it. Lending out money isn't creating value like it used to. Blockchain and crypto solves all the problems we are facing now as a society. It's only a matter of time before more and more people and eventually the government start to accept crypto solutions, as it can create new wealth. Once the rich realize that fiat is no longer a good means to ensure that their value does not depreciate, that is when we will see the next mega bull run. And those millennials and younger generations who took the risk early to ensure their stake in crypto will rise up in wealth. Because if the mega rich boomers don't accept crypto, those trillions will crumble. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.